Richard Justice, our next guest, is very active on social media. You can follow him on Twitter. So I assume he has seen the video of the giant chicken making the rounds. I don't know if he has. Have you? Have you seen the giant chicken yet?
Yeah, I'm afraid I have, yes.
We're all very afraid, I will say that. We've decided we're never going outside again here in Toronto.
Well, listen, down here in the lower 48, we have quite a few things to worry about right now, and giant chickens are only one of them.
But it's high on the list. Come on.
Well, I was going to say, is it your number one fear now?
No, it's not the number
okay,
one
it's,
fear.
Well, it's still number two. That
we
says a lot.
The giant chicken for certain other things right now.
Richard, we'll get into baseball in just a second. I just got back from Texas. I know you're a University of Texas alum, a Texan yourself. Okay, I was flipping through the Longhorn channel there, and they had some Texas baseball on, and I just couldn't peel my eyes. I think it was even tape delayed. Why do they not play on a grass field in Austin? They have beautiful weather there. They play on like this. It's not even AstroTurf. It's garbage. Why do they do that?
Yeah, I think the new coach, David Pierce, would like to change that. But the bottom line is they play about 1 million high school games there, and they don't have a practice facility. They practice there every day, and they feel like it'd be too much wear and tear. But the bottom line is, at some point, it's a school with unlimited resources. You got to get a grass field.
Yeah, come on.
Play on. But I feel your pain. But, you know, right now they have bigger things to worry about, like being irrelevant in baseball, basketball, and football.
and chickens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
and
all.
Chickens.
Yeah. He is Richard Justice, MLB.com correspondent. He joins us on the Andrew Walker Show. You just wrote on Josh Donaldson and the Blue Jays. Unfinished business. Now, that's an interesting, terminology, because I don't know if a lot of Jays fans view it as, boy, 2017, this is the year we really finish it. I think, a lot of people are just hoping that the good times, a playoff berth, like the good times just keep on rolling. I feel expectations are lower than they were a season ago, 18 months ago. What's your feeling on this Jays team?
Yeah, and I think there's a disconnect always between fans and players to some extent. But in this case, the disconnect is that the players really feel that they're good enough to win a championship. And I know there's changes. You trade in Encarnacion for however the platoon works out with Pierce and with Morales. Mm-hmm. And what are you going to get out of Upton and all that? But when you begin with that rotation, that's a pretty good rotation. You've seen what Liriano did this spring. I was with the Blue Jays on the day they got Liriano, and you could just see that the players all had confidence that Russell Martin would make it right. He would make it go. And one of the things in my piece on Donaldson was that John Gibbons said everything changed here the day that Donaldson and Martin showed up. That they just had a different expectation, a different level, and they just put us in a different place in terms of expectation. So I think a lot of that's what it goes back to. The players, players expected of themselves.
As far as expectations are concerned, yes, okay, there's the significant loss of Edwin Encarnacion, but when we're evaluating this team and its chances of yet another postseason berth, Richard, aren't we just the only reason for diminished expectations is the team that's in that division, the Boston Red Sox and the acquisition of Chris Sale? That's the only reason, isn't it?
Yeah, but I have questions. Like, I think you could make a case for any team winning the AL East. I mean, the Yankees have these young players that have phenomenal springs. But the Red Sox have some issues with their starting pitching. They thought they had so much of. They don't have as much. They don't know when they're going to get David Price back. The Rays have pitching, but the Rays, have to put it together in terms of position players and all of that. So, in Baltimore, it looks like a last-place team, but, we pick them last every year.
Yep.
And they end up playing in October. So that's sort of the fun thing about the division is that, yeah, I understand Boston looks like the best team, but who knows?
Well, Tampa's the funny conversation, especially at us here in Toronto, because I think if you would go to New York or Boston or Baltimore and say, hey, how about those Rays? They'd go pff, and roll their eyes. Here in Toronto, listen, the Rays come here and they grind you to death, and they always pitch, no matter who it is, whether it's Chris Archer or, there's Odorizzi or there's Smiley over the years. They always give you a tough series. I mean, I don't think it would surprise any Blue Jay fan if look at that, Tampa's 20-11 to open the season.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised either because they pitch. But the rotation is good. The bullpen is really good. They have the best defensive player in the game in Kevin Kiermaier. And they don't give things away. Now, can they score enough runs? What are they going to get out of Dickerson and Morrison, all these guys they've added? I don't know. But when you don't give up runs and you don't give away runs, you have a chance. And they've proven, I mean, when you can compete in that division, you're good enough to go any place. I would think that if they stay healthy, you know, obviously they're not all five teams are going to go to the postseason. So somebody's not going to be what we think, but that to me makes the division fun.
Richard, there's not too much to be decided for this Blue Jays team here in spring training. Of course, the five rotation spots are already accounted for. Left field and first base is kind of the question mark, but it seems unlikely, I guess, that Steve Pierce would be ready to play the outfield on opening day. So maybe he's your opening day first baseman if you're the Blue Jays. How do you, can he handle the load every day against righties and lefties, Steve Pierce? Do you see him as being a plus offensive player?
Yeah, and I saw him throwing the other day. He looked like he was throwing good, but
throwing
from first base. So that's a different animal. Yeah, I think so. You know, and if you pitch well, you know, I think it's going to be. I think you're going to have a healthy Bautista. Donaldson looks great, and you got. I'm hoping Devin Travis gets back in there, and then you can sort of see it going from. You can sort of see how the pieces start to fit together there, and I think Pierce is. That, you don't want him to play every day, but you know they talk about some of their young guys may get a chance, some guys they've sent out and all. I just think sometimes you have to let it play out. Look, Edwin Encarnacion was a beloved player in Toronto, and I get it. I mean, he is one of the good guys, and it's going to be hard to replace him, and you're not going to replace him, but you can still, you know, I still think they're good enough to win the division.
He is Richard Justice. He joins us on the Andrew Walker Show. It's Andrew Walker. It's Ben Ennis. So spring training is known for a few things. And number one is optimism. Every team, you know, is looking forward to day one of the season. Number two, we read about a lot of guys that are coming in the best shape of their lives and have, right. You know, transformed their bodies. Number three, we read about guys that are trying to add a new dimension, a new element to their game. And we were having this debate kind of before the show. The story right now kind of emanating in Toronto is Kevin Pillar. Now, he is a fan favorite here, mostly because of his defense, of course. But he doesn't strike out, which is good, but he doesn't walk. And Kevin Pillar is saying, I'm going to, you know, do my best to walk more. I'm practicing laying down, you know, bunts. He wants to get on base. So we were having this debate, Richard. Is walking more, is that a learnable skill? For a guy like, for an everyday player like Kevin Pillar, can you learn to walk?
Yes, and especially if they put you at the top of the lineup and you understand that your job is to just get on base as opposed to hit a ball in the gap, to get a ball in the air, anything like that. So I do think you can, and I think I know Gibby hasn't said we're going to hit him first, but I think in most of the games he's hit first, right? Now, and that, obviously that could change when Travis comes back. How they flip where they flip those two. But yes, I would think you can become more selective. And also, players change every year. Players work on certain things, and so you can grow as a player.
How do you think this Blue Jays bullpen stacks up against the other teams in this division, Richard? Because we know they're so pliable that bullpens change so much from opening day to the end of the season. Roberto Osuna established himself at the back end there, and Jason Grilley did a great job last year. But who knows this year, because Grilley's a year older, and we know he's in his 40s. Compared to the other teams in the division, where do the Blue Jays land as far as the certainty there, as much as you can have some in the bullpen?
Yeah, you know, it's going to be different. I mean, I love Brett Cecil, what he did. But Loop has looked very good. Let's see now. Osuna, who's pitching the – and Grilley, I saw him pitch the other day. He looked good. He was throwing hard. I think they're okay. Who's going to pitch the eighth inning?
Grilley.
Yeah, Grilley probably to start the season.
Okay.
And they have Biagini in there too.
Well, and J.P. Howell might match up against some lefties, and right. Joe Smith's involved.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a good one. I really liked it when they had Osuna, Sanchez, Cecil, and those guys. But you have to transition it. I was with the Kansas City Royals, and they're just going to throw some of their kids out there and say, hey, you got to do, you know, we couldn't afford to keep Wade Davis. We have to move on, and we're going to throw some of our young guys out there.